My girlfriend is upset with me because the job I got her is not up to her standards. It's crazy. Oh, man. Talk about ungrateful and entitled. Gotta love the entitlement. You bought me food, but the food's not good enough. Go out and get me better food, pleb slave motherfucker. That's crazy, isn't it? Can you imagine? So somebody needed a job. His girlfriend needed a job, and he got her a job, but it wasn't up to her standards. Yeah. I would tell her to fuck off. I would kick her ass to the curb. If she's living with you, she wouldn't be for long. If she was living with me, she'd be gone. Although I wouldn't be stupid enough to live with a woman. Establish some kind of fucking common law marriage and then they get palimony and shit. No. Or they get residency and you can't just kick them out because if somebody lives with you for a certain amount of time, in most states it's like 30 days. If they've been there more than 30 days, you can't just kick them to the fucking curb. They've established residency. So now you have to evict them. They never paid a fucking dollar in rent. but now you got to evict their asses. Yeah, don't let them live with you. Wow, that's great. That is fucking great. Lovely. Anyhow, before I get into this story, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate my content to go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. You will find a lot of useful and interesting social media links. So go check that out, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. Maybe you want to make a donation. Maybe you will want to avail yourself of some of my off-show services, whatever the case might be. Or maybe you'll just want to find out a little bit more about me. Go check it out, therealistphilosopher.com. Okay, so back to the story. His girlfriend's upset. Upset because he got away. You know, look, you don't complain about free, okay? You never complain about free. I mean, unless somebody gives you a bag of dog shit. That's the kind of free I don't want. But even then, if you have a house and a yard, you can make use of it by fertilizing your fucking garden with it, if you have a garden. So don't look a gift horse in the mouth, yo. I mean, even if somebody gives you an old 22-year-old fucking nag that's ready for the glue factory, well, you shoot it in the head, you butcher it, you eat it, and you use the bones to make glue. Somebody gives you lemons, you make lemonade, yo. You don't complain. But I don't know. This chick, this hottie, probably a hottie, I'm just guessing it's a hottie because she's got some dude who has the clout to get her a fucking job, and a guy like that probably isn't going to do that for somebody who's a naughty, meaning not a hottie. So, yeah, I am guessing hottie, who's probably had everything handed to her whole fucking life. So, you know, my life has just been so easy. I've had everything handed to me. I've never had to deal with any hardship or adversity. So I think I'm entitled to get everything I want. And if I don't get everything I want in the way I want it, just fucking right, well, it's not good enough. Do it again. Unbelievable. So the story begins by saying my girlfriend of 27 has been unemployed for 3 years. I wonder how many of those years she lived with you and you flipped the bill. 3 years? How could she be unemployed for 3 years? Is she a single mommy? I can't imagine. Either she's a single mommy or more likely than not, I don't remember if this story says she has kids. Probably living with some dude. Yeah, to be living with some dude for 3 years. I mean, wow. I mean, I guess she could be a blob, a pig, a loser. But a blob, pig, loser wouldn't be a dating a dude that can get them jobs, generally speaking. She used to work at a restaurant near to where we live. Okay. The restaurant was about 6 to 7 minutes walk away. Sounds ideal. Very easy to get there. Very easy to get home. You don't have to worry about gas or anything like that. Save money on gas. So she liked this job since it didn't require any commute. Sounds perfect to me. Ever since she lost her job, how'd she lose her job? You going to tell us that? I would love to know. Probably got pissed because, you know, she didn't get a big enough tip. You didn't tip me enough, scum! Have you all seen that viral video, by the way, just to go off on a slight tangent? Have you seen that video where that woke, nutty broad took food back from a customer, like a DoorDasher or an Uber Eats delivery driver, because the guy didn't give her enough of a tip? It was like an $8 tip. And she was pissed because she had to drive a long way, so she took the food. That's stealing, by the way, because he had already paid for it. She's like, you know what? I don't like this tip, so I'm taking your food. Yeah, of course, she got fired. Yeah. You got to be pretty fucking incompetent and... Just blame idiot to get fired from a job that isn't even a job. You're an independent fucking contractor, yo. Oh, man. What kind of fuck up you gotta be to get fired from Uber Eats or DoorDash? I've been asking her to apply for new ones and try getting one. Huh. Well, why would she do that? She's living with you that entire 3 years. She's been unemployed for 3 years? Dude, she must be some piece of ass if you let this go for 3 years. So she lost her job and for 3 years didn't have a fucking job and you took care of her. Well, of course she's going to complain. If you got her a job that actually required her to do work. Wow. Of course. So, I mean, you've been taking care of her for 3 years. So, of course she's going to complain and bitch and moan. Why would she want to do any job? Of course she's going to look for a way out of it and complain. You didn't get me an easy new job. Yeah. Your wonderful work experience as a waitress entitles you to a job with almost no work. Oh, man, that's crazy. So for about 2 years, I didn't bring it up because of COVID. About 2 months ago, I asked her to again look for a job because it was really putting a lot of stress on me as the sole breadwinner. You're both single people. Are you single people? She must really spend the money. Probably sitting there all day watching QVC and buying shit, spending his money. I was saving less than $150 a month for our future. Boy, she must have some expensive taste or something. Good Lord. She did start looking, and after 2 weeks, I also started helping her with it. I found out that a position for a receptionist was opening up in my company. Okay. So it's who you know. All right. So he just knows of a... All right. So he's not necessarily very well off. He just is, working there, and, he's going to give her a reference in the warehouse department. Uh-oh, but a receptionist, that's not a hard job. I mean, it might be some amount of stress, whatever the fuck that's supposed to mean. Answering some phones and making appointments, but it's not all that difficult. It's not like you're picking up heavy boxes and shit. It's not like you're working for Amazon or a warehouse and they got you on a fucking timer and have you on minimal fucking bathroom breaks and you have to, ship X amount of packages every hour or you're out of there. So I don't know what the hell her problem is. Anyway, so he asked her to apply. Since the position just opened up, there weren't any applicants. And I talked to the HR manager, who's a good friend of mine, to give my girlfriend the job. The HR manager is probably a woman. Since there weren't other applicants at the time, this did not breach my company policy, okay? I still made sure with my boss regarding this, and she was fine with it. She? Oh, God. Ugh. Anyway, no wonder his girlfriend got the job. Yeah. I wonder how many male receptionists they've had. Zero. They want to add to the sisterhood as much as possible. My girlfriend went into the job, and she hates it because this is a warehouse, and she doesn't have a fancy office. She's concerned about status abroad that probably worked as a waitress, but hasn't had a job for 3 years. She's concerned about status. It's crazy. I told her to stick around and work a year and she might get promoted and that the pay is better than her previous job. Well, yeah, waiting on tables, especially, she quit before COVID, but, sounds like a podunk town. I mean, waiting on tables, it's not very consistent money, especially if you have a chip on your shoulder, like it sounds like this broad does, before she used to make $30,000 a year. I'm surprised she was getting that as a waitress. I'm just assuming she was a waitress. I mean, she's a woman. What jobs do women do in a restaurant? A hostess and waiting tables. They're not going to be back there washing the fucking dishes, even though they want equality. But they don't want equality in the tough jobs. I don't want to have to wash a dish. Get a callus. This job is $42,000 a year. That's not bad for a receptionist, yo. That's pretty run-of-the-mill, median income, middle class. That's not bad. Wasn't good enough, though. It's $42,000, which is a pretty solid jump, in my opinion. Yeah. Oh, yeah. A week later, she told me that she wants to quit because this isn't her thing. What the fuck does that mean? It's not her thing. It's work, yo. It's work, and it pays money. And my suggestion to her was that she continue to look for the job she likes, and as soon as she finds one, she can quit here. Yeah, you can't. You know why she wants to quit? Because you've been taking care of her for 2 fucking years. She knows that she could fall back on you. If she didn't have a choice, she'd stay, but she has a choice, which is you supporting her. If you'd stop supporting her and let her know that you're not going to be there to pay the fucking bills, and if she quits, she can get the fuck out, well, then she'd stay. but you're too big a pussy with your scarcity mindset, you blue-pilled idiot. She was clearly upset by having to do this job, so I sat her down on Sunday, and she's upset I didn't get her an office job like mine. Isn't it an office job? The receptionist is an office job. Oh, shit, it's probably like a big, giant warehouse without any enclosed offices, and everything is open air. Feels she should have privacy to answer her phones. There's no vacancy right now, number one. And number two, she isn't qualified or has any prior experience with what we do in the office. But she has a poem, so she's entitled. She feels she's entitled. So it's unlikely she would have gotten it, but I told her when a vacancy opens up, I'll see what I can do. So he makes more than she does. Probably makes 50, 60K a year. But he still only has 150 bucks a month at the end of the fucking month to save. And he's saving up for their future. You don't want a future with this broad, okay, pal? Trust me. She mumbles all the time that I want her to do labor-intensive jobs, and I like to see her suffer. A receptionist is not labor-intensive. That's crazy. She mumbles pretty loudly to make sure I hear it. She sounds like a petulant child. Why don't you dump this broad? I'll put your foot down and lay down the law. I guarantee you, she would crumble and fall in line, but you're a big wimp, so you won't. She's responsible for making sure everything delivered to us is correct and counting boxes and supervising staff. Sounds like a good job. She's got a little power. She's got a little hand. She should like that. Oh, but she has to count boxes and correct things. It's actual work. Sounds like a pretty good job to me. I wouldn't have a problem with it. Putting them into their designated places. Oh, she's handling mail. Oh, that's the labor-intensive part. Oh, give me a break. I thought you were equal to a man, honey. After this, she needs to go to accounts and submit a report. Her job does require a lot of walking and standing. Is she a pig woman? Shouldn't they wear high heels? She could wear flats like nurses do. Nurses don't wear high heels. They wear flats. Just wear some flats. No, I want to look sexy, so when I go to work, I can manipulate all the men and feel sexy. Well, it's your fault, honey. Nobody's forcing you to wear fucking high heels. Wear flats. Oh, she used to walk. Wasn't she like a waitress for fucking years? Isn't that like tons of walking? Well, she's gotten used to sitting on her ass because you've been paying the bills for 3 years. Oh, my God. It requires a lot of walking and standing. Oh, boo-hoo. Boo-hoo! It's good exercise. It's good exercise. After getting tired of hearing this for 2-3 weeks, I asked her if she wants to quit. She can, and I'll just pay for everything. What? Guys, don't ever be this dude, okay? Don't ever be this fucking dude. You don't pay for everything. Women want to be empowered. They want to be equal to a man. So you let them be equal. And if they don't want to be, you force them to be. Okay? The only reason she should be able to stay at home is if they have kids. And then she's taking care of those fucking kids. Now that's a job. That's work. And that's her job. And that's her work. But sitting at home and doing nothing, no kids, fuck off. You gotta go to work. You gotta earn money, bitch. If you had kids, that'd be you earning your keep. But you don't have any kids. Wow, I can't believe that this guy is enabling her laziness. So, and then she can look for the job she wants to do. Wow, you are a loser, pal. You are a loser. You could do better. You're probably making 60, 70K a year. That's, you know, not six figures. But you're getting up there, and I guarantee you, you could do better than this, bro. Honestly, this seemed like the only way to make her stop always being mad and saying stuff under her breath. No. You put your foot down, and you have consequences. Because to date, you haven't had any consequences. See, women are like children. This woman is like a child. You have to treat them like the children that they act like if they act like children. And unfortunately, most modern women act like kids because they've never had to grow up. They've never had to face adversity. They've never had to deal with the real world. They've always had a backup plan, a backup dude, a backup guy, somebody, something to fall back on, usually provided by a man. So, they never had to grow up. Well, let's be honest, women have always been somewhat immature, but never this much. So treat them like the children that they want to act like. Impose consequences, okay? You want to act like that? No dinner. I mean, you can't do that, right? She's a grown woman. She could just go out and get some food with the money you're stupid enough to give her for doing no fucking work. Oh, you boot her out. You tell her, okay, well, you know, there's the door. You don't keep your job, you're out. And she starts mumbling under her breath and complaining. You kick her ass out the fucking door, and you change the locks. Problem solved. She'll come back begging and groveling the next fucking day. Begging and fucking groveling and saying she'll do that fucking job. Oh, but no. No, 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 no. You can't do that because you're afraid to lose her. See, the problem's not her. It's you, you big pussy. I'm getting the feeling she doesn't want to go back to work. No, really? By the way, who does? Most people don't want to work. If they could get away with not working, they would get away with it, okay? Yeah, you have some people out there talking about how they would never quit their job. Never, ever, 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 ever. I love it, love it, love it. Yeah, they got good jobs. These are people who got the job that they want, that they love. But the majority of people, the work that they do, they don't love. They hate. So if they didn't have to work, they wouldn't. But I could be wrong. No, you're right. She doesn't want to work. And she doesn't have to. She knows you're a big fucking pushover because you've been a pushover. The best indicator of future behavior is past behavior. And in the past, you've always taken care of her. So why would she think anything would change? I have tried communicating to her that if I earn a loan, we won't save anything for the future. She don't care. She don't care. And if we have children, we won't have anything saved up for their college and higher education. She's a narcissist. She doesn't care. She doesn't care about you either, pal, by the way. Okay? You're just a meal ticket. That's all you are. This woman hasn't bonded to you in any way. I'd have to wonder what her body count is, by the way. Probably very fucking high. Nothing I say seems to faze her. Of course not. She's a psycho. What should I do? Dump her? I sometimes don't even want to be with her. Well, then why are you there? But we have made it work for 7 years. This is crazy. We made it work for 7 years. No, you haven't. Woo! This is that stock market fucking fallacy, you know? Well, I put all this money in. I can't stop now. And then the stock tanks and you lose everything. I've already invested so much, you know, I can't just, throw away that investment. Yeah, you can. It's called cutting your losses, pal. You don't want to cut your losses. What? But it hasn't been working. You're a big giant pussy who's financing her sloth, who's financing her indolence. What should I do? I told you, you need to dump her. She doesn't care about you, she doesn't love you, and she really doesn't want a future with you. She doesn't care about you. You're just a meal fucking ticket, okay? You're there until the next dude comes along, all right? The next dude she might fucking meet at the very job that you got her that she doesn't appreciate. Most of it has been pretty good. What is it? What? You're a big giant pussy. You're a big giant loser. You're a pussy whip. Any advice? Well, I've given it to you. You're not going to listen. Let's see if anybody else says what I say. She is your child or your girlfriend. Girlfriend is acting like my child, apparently, yeah. Somebody else says, maybe you need to sit her down and explain that when you break up with her, she'll be paying 100% of everything so she can either get her shit together now or later, but she is getting her shit together. Yeah, this guy doesn't have the balls for that. I agree. The thing is that she doesn't know that he wants to break up yet. Hope he tells her. No, he already said he's just going to take care of her until she finds a new job she likes. Yeah. Isn't that what you told her 3 years ago? And, you know. 3 years passed and she didn't get a job. Does your girlfriend know that 75% of homeless are men? Women will generally find a guy who will take care of them. Yeah, and this pussy is the guy. So there you go. There you go. Modern day pussy, typical beta male. Don't be this guy. Women these days, especially after they've ridden the fucking conch carousel, cannot pair bond to a man. There's no reason why a modern, empowered woman should not have a fucking job. No reason at all. Don't be this guy, don't ever get married, and don't live with a freaking broad. Otherwise, you're going to run into this situation where she quits her job. Which would be fine if she had kids that she was taking care of while you went to work. But otherwise, you're getting used by somebody who's supposedly very strong and independent and empowered and don't need no man. But anyway, let me know what you think. Should he dump her? Should he continue to take care of her and float her lazy ass until she finds another job? Which it'd be never. Let me know in the comment section and please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. And again, if you really like and appreciate my content, go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com.